Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Do the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Do the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
How's the mic? It's good? Okay, good. All right. Grace and peace. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Welcome to another episode. Shalom. 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 Why do I want to say Shabbat Shalom? All ready for the Sabbath. And this is the first day of the week. What am I going to do? Guess I got a way in the water. Well, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters Sunday Morning Breakfast Brunch. And today we're dealing with Jesus Christ. Adam is the first Jesus. Adam is the first Jesus. How is that? How is Adam the first Jesus? Well, Jesus Christ is the second Adam. Duh. Laws of deduction. It's just that simple. But then the proof got to be in the pudding, right? You can't just be saying something without proving it, right? So you can't just say Adam is the first Jesus just because Christ is the second Adam. You can't just prove, you just can't say that. You got to have proof that Adam and Jesus had the same power. I'm telling you, without a doubt. Okay? So, Sister Red.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a scripture?
Okay.
Well, please, would you do that? And would you read and we can get prayed in? Read the scripture?
Okay.
And as we stand and face Jerusalem, sisters, would you cover your heads
And brothers, uncover your heads in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. When thou with rebuke doest correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. I'll read Psalm 39, verses 7 through 13. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, for the light and blessings because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy for them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy. You give us a mind to see, God, to see is to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. And Father, give those that hear us a mind to perceive, eyes to see is to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Adam, the first Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, we jump on Adam, man, because he brought sin into the world, and that's due, right? Mm-hmm. But you also got to give him this. You got to recognize that by him being the first man, we inherited all things through him.
Amen.
You know, not giving the Father his glory because we're giving the Father his glory because all things are by him. Mm-hmm. But through Adam, we got these gifts because they were in him or else they don't exist.
Amen.
You see where we're going?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the gift of prophecy unless the gift of prophecy was in Adam. You don't have the gift of Samson unless the gift of Samson was in Adam.
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
This is where we're going with this. This is why we don't give Adam enough credit because we all, you know, we look at him as, you know, the destruction of the planet. And he is, you know, he deserved that, you know. But still, don't forget what we got, you know, from him. You know, look at what we got from him. We can walk, we can talk. We're able to get around. You know, some of us that's younger can run and don't feel it. The older we get, but look at if you're in good health right now, you can thank Adam for that. If you're alive right now, that means you got strength. That came from him. You're able to comprehend, think, create. All those gifts came from him. If they didn't, they don't exist. So, let's look at this. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26.
Genesis
1
and
26. Yes, ma'am.
1 and 26. Amen. Genesis 1 and 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Now, he said, and God created them in his image.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have the same gift.
Amen.
All right. What Adam and Eve had in the creation, or the same power, Adam and Eve was the pinnacle of perfection.
Amen.
Let's not forget that. They both was created from the hand of God.
Amen.
So they are the pinnacle of all creation. So by being the first, that Adam by default is the Christ, because he's the firstborn of many brethren. By default, Adam already is the firstborn of many brethren. By default, he is the Christ. You see that?
Amen.
But we don't look at him like that, because we so pissed about what he did that brought death into the world. We don't look at Adam for what he really is.
Right.
And that was God.
Amen.
Let us make man in our image.
Amen.
Let us make man in our image. You know, what else is he talking about? Other than recreating himself. The difference between us and angels is that man has a skeleton, and that's what God has. Our Father in the Christ has skeleton.
Amen.
That's the difference between us and angels. So please don't equate man as angels, because we made above the angels.
Amen.
Why? Because we have a skeleton. The angels are ministering spirits of flame of fire. That's it. That's why they can shift change. You can't shift change if you're a skeleton.
Amen.
Or shape shift. That's why Jesus said, touch me, feel me.
Mm-hmm.
For spirits have not
bones.
Flesh and bones. Flesh and bones, right? Because
right.
They thought they saw a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came through the door. Well, you can manipulate time if you got. Right?
Amen.
So you can walk through any door in time.
Amen.
Just like he walked through the door in time of Abraham, he walked through the door in time with the disciples,
mm-hmm.
and now he walking through the door in time now.
Amen. I believe it. Amen.
So when you got that, when you him, you can do all these things. So where is Adam at?
In you.
Thank you. In all of us. So the fastest man on the planet, that's how Adam outran you. He was faster than you.
Amen.
Adam was faster than you.
Mm-hmm.
The strongest man on the planet that ever lived, that ever lift the heaviest weight on the planet, Adam was stronger than you. Okay?
Amen.
Don't think Adam didn't know all mysteries. Because God talked to him first.
Amen.
That's how Eve found out about the tree.
Right.
So she knew what she was doing. Everybody was held accountable.
Yes, sir.
So he said, let me create this man in my image. So right here you have Adam, created by the hand of God, the only being. No, I take that back. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. In verse 18.
Amen. Genesis 2 and 18. And the Lord said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him.
See, they go to law for the woman. She said what?
Helpmeet.
See, that was her, that was what she was created to be. That's her name, from God. Initially, Adam gave you Eve. which is after this. Adam gave you woman, which is after this. God gave you the title of help me. So whatever that spirit is, that's what you created to be.
Amen.
Now, this is before she's created, just like we read before Adam was created. So they both have these gifts. When a man and a woman come together, then they both of their gifts match and they become one. They're supposed to be one force because that's man and God, right? Okay, man and God, when man and God come together, they one force. Man and a woman come together, one force.
Amen.
Okay? So I'm going to create a help me for him, right? All right. Skip down to verse 20.
Okay, Genesis 2 and 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.
See that?
Amen.
Now, here comes the strength of the women.
Okay.
So from Eve, all women, from that day to this one, is still able to give birth to healthy children.
Amen.
For 6,000 years. So how strong and how fertile was she?
Amen.
To pass down a gene that's this powerful.
Amen.
That it can recreate itself after all these years and recreate healthy children.
Amen.
What was she in the creation?
Amen.
This is why you got women like Jackie Joyner that can run at the speed of light, right?
Amen.
So you mean to tell me when Eve was born, she was smoked her? She would have smoked her?
Amen.
Jackie Joyner?
Right.
I mean, you could see the fire coming out of her shoes.
Right.
She was nothing but light.
Amen.
And you mean to tell me Eve would have put the burners on her?
Amen.
Because she came from her.
Amen.
Listen, you will never be able to catch light. Because light, from the beginning, light is Alpha. So Alpha is always the beginning. You will never be able to catch light, no matter what. That's what God is, always the beginning. You'll never catch the beginning of light. Light is always running after the beginning. Darkness got it already faded. Never be able to catch it because it's the beginning.
Amen.
How is it that we think that we can be judges over Adam or Eve?
Mm.
Because there are beginnings. So you're speaking evil of our beginnings.
Mm.
Well, you should be speaking good. You should be calling the things that's good in Adam and Eve up.
Amen.
They power. They strength. Instead of always looking at the other part, which is the death. And if you keep thinking on that, you'll receive it, right? But what if we think about the things that pertain to them that's good? Then you start taking on the appearance of Adam, right? Because he was made in the image of God, right? Okay, now read Hebrews chapter 1.
Hebrews 1.
Yes, ma'am. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. Hebrews 1 and 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
Stop. He's to express what?
Image of his person.
So whatever Jesus looked like, that's what the Father looked like, right?
Because
that's express.
Amen.
Express means there's that. So whatever Adam looked like, that's what Jesus looked like.
Amen.
Because he was made in the image of God too.
That's right. Amen.
See that?
Amen.
He was in the express image of God. The express image of God. Because he was created in his image. The book said it. So the Christ is the express image of God. And Adam is the express image of God. And the book said that neither one of their appearances was nothing that you would look upon to desire.
Mm. Interesting.
So there wasn't eye candy. You know, like David and Saul. The book called David and Saul eye candy. You know, they was good to look upon. Good, because people like that. You know, just like we like to look at, you know, preachers all dressed up and looking good, and they look like they're all successful and they're really doing it before Jesus. Those things are impressive. So the God of Israel gave us kings that was eye candy too. Like Solomon knew how to dress. He dressed, but he told us that in Solomon all his glory was not arranged like exactly. See? So he gave us kings like that. But Adam didn't have none of that. But look at all that we got. You see?
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure do. Come on, baby.
What you talking about, Willis?
Let's see.
Okay, all right. Okay, so he's the express image of God, right?
Right.
Him and Adam both looked alike.
Exactly.
They looked alike who?
Melchizedek.
Thank you. Well, yes.
The Father.
He looked alike Melchizedek. Thank you, Melchizedek, right. Both of them. Both of them looked like him. Okay. First Corinthians chapter 15.
We're done in Hebrews? Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring up the fact that both of them look exactly alike.
Image.
Right. Both of them have the express image of God. Right. So, 1 Corinthians 15.
Okay.
And let's pick it up at verse, I want to say 50. Let's see.
You said 50?
No. I want to pick it up at 44.
1 Corinthians 15 and 44?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 44 reads, "It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body."
Mm-hmm.
"And so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit."
See it?
Amen.
You see them? There they are. They both are. Adam, they're interchangeable. The first Adam was made a living soul. The second Adam was a living spirit, a quickening spirit.
Amen.
Same thing. But they both was expressed images of God.
Amen.
See that? So Adam is the first Jesus. But why would he be that? Right?
Right.
How is it that you could testify that Adam is the first Jesus? Okay, let's look at some of them things. Let's go into Revelations,
mm-hmm.
chapter 11,
mm-hmm.
and verse 4.
Revelation 11 and 4?
Mm-hmm. 3.
Revelation 11 and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation chapter 11 and verse 3 reads, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth."
See, first of all, Adam didn't think of nothing about clothes and raiment and nothing like that. That wasn't a thought to him. That's a distraction.
Amen.
So his whole entire focus was on God and being,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
So here it is. That's not a distraction to these brethren, right?
Amen.
Okay. So we see that already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue.
verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies.
Uh-huh.
And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have the power to shut heaven.
Stop. Where did they get that from?
The power to shut heaven. It's in within the moment.
Where did they get it from?
From the Father.
No.
What?
Adam.
That's what I said. Adam is. I just said Adam. Sorry, you probably didn't hear me. Adam is already instilled inside of them.
I know, but I was looking.
They got it from Adam. You just want me to say Adam.
Yes.
Okay, Adam.
Exactly. But no, see, exactly. You know, just let me know.
What?
Adam was able to control the elements.
Amen.
Because we wouldn't be able to.
Amen.
That's an inheritance.
Amen.
So if we're able to, that meant Adam was able to because we're created in his image.
Amen.
And look at this. This is the end of the world and the end of man as we know it before we're changed. This is the end of time. You got like 3.5 years left on the clock of flesh on the first resurrection, right?
Right.
And we're still demonstrating this kind of power?
Mm.
How great was Adam's strength?
Mm.
Whatever the strongest man, however many weights he lifted in this world that you got on record, mm-hmm. Adam would have lifted that up with ease.
Amen. That's right.
So Adam had the power to manipulate the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
You see? In fact, let's look at some of that. Let's go in.
It says, these have the power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters, to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will.
So Adam had power to manipulate the water. Really? So what Moses and Aaron did, Adam was able to do.
Amen.
He did it. If Moses and Aaron did it, Adam did it.
Amen.
He did it first. But he did it without the thought of death. When the God of Israel turned Moses' staff into a snake, he ran. Adam wouldn't have ran because there's no fear of death, because there's no sin of death yet.
Amen.
Adam could do anything because there's no consequence of death. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Joshua.
Joshua.
Yes, ma'am.
Joshua. Amen.
And let's pick it up at
what chapter?
chapter 10.
Joshua 10.
Uh-huh. And Joshua finna get ready to take Gilgal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But look what Joshua do now. Now remember now, Joshua is a derivative of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? Because mm-hmm. if we take this right, J, and you know, would you replace it to be with Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be him. Right here, without actually the J and the O one is this. So, but we see here, this is the name of Jesus.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So Joshua actually represents the Christ.
Amen.
It only makes sense because Moses was represent the Father, giving, you know, baptizing his son and then sending him forth to take the kingdom from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is. Okay, watch this. Read on.
Joshua
10:7.
Amen. Joshua chapter 10 and verse 7 reads, so Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee.
Now, he didn't have to tell Adam that. So, Adam was free to think whatever he wanted to think. So there's no oppression or repression or suppression of anything that belonged to Adam.
Right.
Because he told Joshua not to fear them, but if I don't have to tell you that, that don't exist with me, so there's no suppression of anything that belonged to me.
Amen.
That's why Adam had this power. That's why it's given unto Christ, because he was given the power without measure.
Amen. Power without measure.
The power without measure. Adam was given the gifts without measures too, because all of us is demonstrating his gift.
Amen. Amen.
Continue.
Okay. Verse 8, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. 9, Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomforted them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth-horon, and smote them to Azekah, and to Makeda.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right. Take your time.
2 Ks, right.
Okay, and 11. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth-horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. Wow. And there were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword.
Stop.
Wow.
So Adam had the power to cause hailstones from heaven?
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
We don't give Adam enough credit.
Wow.
You know, don't get me wrong, man. I'm still, you know, it's like it's the worst thing that could have happened to us. But we still got to thank you for all the things that you we still take of you and that we got to bless God for.
Amen.
You know, because they are of him. We got to thank our father. He said you got to honor your father. Adam happened to be just that.
Amen.
So we got to be careful even how we speak of him.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay. Read on.
Amen. Verse 12, Joshua 10 and 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Wow. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? Where's the book of Jasher, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So the sun stood in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day.
There's a book of Jasher in the park.
Exactly.
I just thought I...
No, I don't know. There is a book of Jasher, though. That's
I
what
got
I'm saying.
The, I got
so
the
why
book.
Is it? So why is it saying this in the King James and everybody wants to throw the books away and, oh, the Apocrypha's a lie? Okay, this is not the subject, but I'm just saying, did that say Jasher?
Yeah, really.
Did that say Jasher, though?
It did say Jasher.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Okay.
So, the sun stood still in the midst of heaven.
18th century with a J.
Amen.
Let's keep that in mind.
So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it, after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
See that?
Yeah.
It was in a day before. Is that what he said?
It says, and there was no day like that before it, or after it.
That the Lord asked that he did what?
That the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel.
So Adam had the power over the elements.
Mm.
So that would have made Adam a prophet. But then again, don't prophets come from man?
Amen.
Do prophets fall out the sky or do they come through man? So that would have made Adam a prophet too.
Amen.
Let's look at this. Let's go on to Ezekiel chapter 1.
Ezekiel chapter 1?
Yes, ma'am. And let's pick up verse 4.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4. And I looked and beheld a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, and out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures.
So wait a minute. We see here that this is a fire.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is on fire. And it's a control flame.
Mm-hmm.
And it got living creatures on the inside of it. Right? Okay. Now this thing is called a what?
Here it's called a whirlwind.
Okay, a whirlwind. So, what we want to look at, did a man ride on a whirlwind? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go to 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 2 and 1.
Okay.
When you receive it, read.
2 Kings 2 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1 reads, And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
See that?
Mm.
So the Lord took him up in what?
Whirlwind.
Where?
Take up into heaven.
What heaven?
So the firmament, so this is the first heaven, the second heaven?
Right.
Okay.
So he's in the firmament, right?
Right.
Okay, okay, okay. Now watch this. Watch this. Okay. Now go back to Genesis.
Go to Genesis.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this is Adam in the whirlwind, right? Okay, listen. Because that's Elijah. Elijah is Adam, right? So this is Adam in the whirlwind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now watch this. Now go into Genesis chapter 1 and pick it up at verse. Verse 29.
Genesis 1 and
29? No, 28.
Genesis 1 and 28?
Yes.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 reads, And God blessed them, and God said unto them,
It's 28.
Baby,
go ahead, read 28.
I am. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Now, this is Adam and Eve going over the entire planet because God is showing them that this is where all the sons of man are going to be. So he had to bless them over the planet.
Amen.
So Elijah wasn't the first one that went up in a whirlwind.
Amen. See that?
So he's showing them everything that they're up over. Everything is finished now. So he's showing them everything they're up over, whether it's Asia, Africa, the States, South America, Canada, Eastern Europe, wherever it is. He just showed Adam and Eve the entire planet in a whirlwind.
Amen. Amen.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Read on. Verse 30. Let's get that in there.
29 or 30?
30.
Okay. And verse.
No, 29, because we didn't read 29. Go ahead.
Genesis 1 and 29. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth.
So how would he know? How would they know the face of all the earth unless they seen it?
That's right.
Exactly.
And every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Okay. So now we see here, man, it's going to be completed on the sixth day. I don't think we're going to get into that today, but What we want to do, what we're doing is showing that, you know, Adam, you know, a man riding on a whirlwind is not the first time that thing happened, you know.
Amen.
Adam and Eve was in one. He said, or else he couldn't have showed them the whole earth, all the earth. He showed them everything. We think of Adam and Eve just inside of the garden. You see?
Yeah.
Let's look at something else. Let's go into 1 Thessalonians. Or is that 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians? Hold on. Nope, it's 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4 and verse 13. 4 and 13.
1 Thessalonians.
Yes, ma'am. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, when you receive it, read.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 reads, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain together be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord."
See, that's when you're going to receive what Adam received. All power. Yep.
To meet the Lord up in the air.
Wait, yes, yes. That's your name, your new name, right? And the name of the new city. Because Israel won't be no longer existing. Mm-hmm. It'll be named after the city that's in heaven, which New Jerusalem won't be its name in this language. It'll be named in the language of the Kesedek, which conversation don't exist in this word. Well, put it like this. There's no lineage of the Kesedek in this earth because they are immortals. So when they bring this new dialect, this dialect is going to be from them.
Amen.
So the new Adam and the first Adam both spoke Kesedek.
Okay. Amen.
You following me, babe?
Yes, babe. You know I am.
Okay. Go to Hebrews chapter 7.
Okay.
And verse 1. This is the dialogue Adam and Eve both spoke.
Amen. Hebrews 7 and 1. "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days, nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually."
There it is. He don't have beginning of, so that's God. So that's who Adam and Eve was made in the image of.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Amen. Kesedek.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's why you had Levi can only marry a Levite.
Amen.
That's it. He couldn't marry outside. If you're going to have children that's going to be as a priest,
mm-hmm.
then they have to marry a priest, you know. So the Levites can only marry Levites.
Amen.
That was the law.
Amen.
That's when it became bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You become a wife of a priest, mm-hmm. and you be turned into death.
Amen.
So to say. So this dialect
mm-hmm.
is before time.
So this is the one Adam and Eve spoke, and this is what we're going to receive when he returns.
Amen.
I'm going to give you a new name,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be written on a stone. It's going to be from there.
Amen.
So the last Adam is going to be a Melchizedek.
Amen.
Go to Revelation 5 and 9.
Revelation 5 and 9. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 reads, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation."
See, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Not a lineage. You see, the Melchizedeks don't have a lineage. So it's not about where you're from in a planet. That's why I said you redeem us out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. So there is no lineage in Adam because all of us is his children.
Mm-hmm.
He's the king of righteousness. So if you want to become a Melchizedek, you're going to have to learn how to put on righteousness.
Amen.
That's what you live by. You got to find out what righteousness is.
Amen.
Because that's the only way you're going to get it. I mean, we got everything else, but this is that thing. That's what Adam and Eve lost. That's why they hit themselves, because they were naked. Their righteousness was gone.
Right.
Exactly. But, of course, you know, because they being the beginning of the sacrifices and so forth, he sacrificed and covered their nakedness up with lamb skin. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. So, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Judges.
Judges.
Yeah. Let's go into Judges chapter 15 and verse 10.
Judges chapter 15 and 10?
Yes, ma'am.
Judges 15 and 10. And the men of Judah said, "Why are ye come up against us?" And they answered, "To bind Samson are we come up to do to him as he hath done to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock, Etam, and said to Samson, "Knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto us?" And he said unto them, "As they did unto me, so have I done unto them."
All right, this is chapter 15, people. So y'all need to read what went down that both of them is PO'd at each other.
Wow.
Read on.
"And they said unto him, We are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines, your own. And Samson said unto them, Swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, No, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hands. But surely,
did they swear?
No. But we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand, but surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands."
See that?
Yeah.
You see that energy he had in him?
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me that Adam gave him this power?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That he can turn ropes into cinders?
Mm-hmm.
So did Adam have the power to turn cuffs into cinders?
Mm.
Did Adam have the power to break the chains?
Amen.
Could he have broken, like say he was handcuffed, could he break the handcuffs?
Yeah. And he just go psh, without us thinking about it.
Because it wouldn't be no, yeah, because it wouldn't be no thought to him. Because Adam what? Just say what?
What?
He's using 100% of his brain.
Oh.
Exactly. He's using 100% of his breath. He is 100% literal.
Mm-hmm.
He's 100% physical.
Okay.
He is 100% capable.
Mm-hmm.
So he's using 100% of his abilities without fault, without flaws. So he's perfect.
Amen.
Same thing with Eve. Before sin, she had the same capacity.
Amen.
Right? Because they both created in his image. Why? Do Melchizedek have a navel? Rhea?
I don't know.
Do Melchizedek have a navel?
No.
How do you know?
I don't know. We
but
were made
you
in the because we have navel.
No, you do know. You do know. You do know why he don't have a navel. Just say why I know.
Why? How do I know that he doesn't have a navel?
Because remember, we just got the reading that he didn't have lineage.
Amen.
So how is it that he have a navel if he don't have a lineage? Exactly. So he don't have one any either. So he was created in the image of Melchizedek. Melchizedek don't have a navel. Eve don't have a navel because she was created out of a rib. So she wasn't connected. You don't have lineage, right? So neither one of them had lineage.
Yeah,
so that's that then.
Mm-hmm.
So we were corrected in the express image of Melchizedek, which is the father.
Amen.
Because he don't have a navel.
Okay.
Exactly.
Amen.
Right. So what's up with the navel? Is that the beginning of our strength being depleted? Is that the first thing? Because what do a navel bring? It's the life source of the next life. So your body has to provide the nutrients of the next life.
Amen. That's why it's not good for them to cut the umbilical cord so quickly. They need to let the baby receive all the nutrients from that placenta bag.
But no, that's true too. Yes.
You're not
supposed
to do that.
But not just that. Look at Adam and Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we see the spirit from Samson, right?
Amen.
Now watch this.
What?
Go to Genesis chapter 6 and 1.
Genesis 6 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 6 and 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair.
See, that's not the angels. That's actual Seth and his sons looking at Cain's daughter.
Okay.
Read on.
That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
Okay, so now man had this strength inside of him that he had the capacity of living close to 1,000 years.
That's right.
So if God don't speak this law in existence, man is going to keep ticking.
Amen. Can you imagine being 908?
So how strong were you when you was 100? How strong were you when you were 200,
wow.
300,
right.
400. How strong were you then? How strong was? So Adam lived to be 900 years old. How strong was that? What type of life force is that? And we look at Moses like that's a big thing that he lived to be 127, was it? So we look at that like that's a big deal, but look at what Adam lived. He lived to be 930. What was that life force like?
I don't know. I mean, getting 40-something, I'm feeling the aches. I know. Like my knee came out on me.
But I'm just saying.
I know. That's amazing.
So he had to cut the years down on man. By law, okay, because of sin. That's the only way he could do it, through sin.
Okay.
So when man starts sinning, that's when he was able to do it.
Amen.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read on.
Genesis 6 and 3. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old,
see
men
that?
Of renown.
See that? So Adam's children were mighty men.
Mighty men.
They were mighty.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
And they were giant.
Right.
You know, we be seeing these Photoshop scubs of giants and all that type of nonsense. But truth be told, the giants of the land were really giants, like Goliath. Goliath was 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
He had 6 fingers and 6 toes
mm-hmm.
on each foot and
wow.
each hand. Him and his brothers. His bear was like, I think his bear was like 11 feet or 13 feet.
Mm-hmm.
No, his bear was 15 feet long.
Wow.
Goliath. So he wasn't no little bitty, narrow, frail, falling over giant like we be seeing the people
right.
like
right.
now. No, no, I'm talking about now, like the tallest man in the earth, he needs sticks to walk on. Goliath was out there fighting.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He was out there for war. You see? Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Okay, so that's when he took the strength of us because of sin,
because
right?
Of sin.
So they were the depletion of it,
okay.
but we still had a power thereof, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's see. Let's go into Job. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Job because he said he's giving them dominion over every fish that's in the sea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean, the fish in the sea? Huh?
Job.
What do he mean, fishes in the sea?
Let's see, Job.
38 and 16. Yeah. Amen. When you receive it, read.
Job 38:16. Has thou entered into the springs of the sea, or has thou walked in search of the depth?
See that?
Mm-hmm. Springs of the sea.
Adam did.
Yes, he did. He had to.
Because he had to know the fish that was in the springs.
There's so many.
Ooh, they all came to see him because God called them. Remember that he presented all of it to him so that he could name it. So Adam was a genius because he named everything, even the fish.
I know.
That's why they were called whales already. Why were they called whales? Because he gave them the name. In Genesis chapter 1, when he created the great fish, they had names already. Where did they get the name from?
From Adam.
Exactly.
Amen.
So if Adam had this authority, then no wonder Peter was able to walk on water. Let's look at that. Oh, my goodness. Where's that scripture? Let's see.
Matthew 14.
Is it Matthew 14?
And 29.
Yeah. Let's pick it up a little higher, though. Let's start about the 24. Actually, 22. Let's pick that up. Because he just got through feeding the 5,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead.
Amen. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea.
That's Adam can do that too. What would Adam be afraid of the wind? Why would the wind be contrary to Adam, seeing that Adam isn't afraid of death? So it didn't matter how strong the wind blew around Adam because he wasn't going to die.
Amen.
There's no fear of death. It can be hurricane force, and Adam had no fear because he wasn't going to die. He didn't know the fear of death.
Right.
He didn't have to hide himself.
Right.
He can rebuke the wind.
That's right.
This is the power of God, that you can manipulate not only the wind, but the elements too.
You know, I did that to my car. The Lord allowed me to do that to the car one time. The car had broke down. Nothing came on, nothing. So what I did was I just sat in the car. I closed my eyes. I said, Lord, I don't know why this has happened, but in the name of Jesus, this car has got to stop. I'm in the middle of the highway in no man's land. Don't know where I'm at. I need this car to start. So I got out, put my hands on the engine, and I have witnesses. Put my hand on the engine, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over you, car. You are going to start now. And as soon as I got in the car, it turned on. Everybody was shocked.
Really?
In Jesus' name, that's a true story. Everybody was like, they were quiet the rest of the way home.
Yeah, I did that almost every day, at least about 5 or 6 times a day.
What?
Put my hand on the car and just make it run. No, I'm serious.
I'm serious, too.
No, what you did, I used to do that all the time.
That means your car needs work. I mean, just...
No, it's hard. No, really.
Okay.
See, what I used to do...
What?
I used to take my car and wind it up,
oh,
and then put
God.
It on the floor and it would take off.
Stop it. Amen.
So I would put my hands on it, wind it up, and it would take it. See, God was showing me I could do that then. So I...
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Practice make perfect. Don't think I ain't prayed with my car and hope it started back up, because I did, and it did. But I learned that from my wind-up car.
Amen.
So, yeah, I'm a witness. I did that, too. Anyway, so the sea was contrary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so read on.
Verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, is it a spirit? And they cried out for fear.
See, Adam wouldn't have been afraid. What would Adam be in fear of?
Right.
Nothing. He's not, so he's seen the spirits anyway, because he rolled in the whirlwind. So what is the fear of Adam here? There is no fear here.
Right.
Read on.
But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
Why are you playing, Lord? Why are you playing? Why are you all on the water and the wind? Why you got to be doing things? Why you tripping? Why you got us all in here ill, man? Come on. Get in the boat. Wait a minute. That's not the plan. Read on.
28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it
exactly.
if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Oh, he's asking him. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
What?
But when he saw the wind when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me.
Because
I could see this. That's how we are today.
Because we're afraid of death.
Why did he need to be? Why was he in fear? See, the difference is between Peter and Adam. Adam didn't fear because there's no fear of death. This is the fear of death.
Amen.
So Adam walked on water all over the world with Jesus, you know, because Peter doing it here. So no wonder Adam saw the fish and the great fish. No wonder the dolphins jump out of the water. Maybe they're looking for Adam again.
Mm.
Maybe they heard of them stories, you know.
I think so.
Hey, the whales swim in the same path.
Yeah, the same current.
The dolphins, the great dolphins, the killer whales, which are dolphins, all of them, everything, they still got the same course, the sharks, all of them. Yep.
Amen.
So maybe they're looking for Adam and the Lord.
Amen. That brain is loud.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
See that? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. So Adam had the power to make the wind cease because he was created in the image of God. See that?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So, let's look at this a little further. What else Adam did? You see, he walked on water. He walked underwater. He seen the heavens. He flew in air. How about this? I got one for you.
What?
I got one for you. 2 Kings chapter 4.
2 Kings 4?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was 2 Kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say 2 and 4?
Yes, 2. And, in fact,
I'm in 2 Kings, right?
You're in 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm just trying to see where I want you to start this stuff, because he do a couple of things here. Okay, let's pick it up at verse 16, 4 and 16.
So 2 Kings chapter 4?
And 15. Well, 14. So we'll know the story.
2 Kings?
4 and 14.
Okay. 2 Kings 4 and 14. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not. Oh, okay. She said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season. That is it, Elisha?
Elisha, yeah.
Said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out of his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died.
Mm. Woo!
Wow.
You know what? I bet she lost it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I as cool as this story sound, ain't no woman as cool just her only child
right.
that she was praying about. You know.
Mm-hmm.
just died, and she just calmly, collectively got her act together and just went on, you know, to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So the child died, but what did Elisha do?
21.
He prophesied life.
Amen.
So Adam could speak what?
Life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Amen.
He could speak life. Just like that. So he had the physical,
mm-hmm.
but we see here he also have what? The spiritual.
Amen.
Or else those things don't exist in us.
Amen. That's right. Life and death are the power of the tongue.
And it started with Adam.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why he spoke life into his wife.
Amen.
Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That shall no longer be called what? That should be called woman. See, I was taken out of man. Right?
Right.
Okay. He went on to prophesy a few other things, but Adam was a prophet. Because he called you what? Eve. Because you're the mother of what?
All living.
Exactly. So he named you after the beginning. Why?
Thank you, Adam.
I mean, that's like two things. That's like a double edge. You the beginning of darkness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. See how powerful words are?
Yeah.
Adam spoke that in existence. Okay. I told you.
The new day begins when?
I told you he was a prophet. Told you he spoke that in existence, and it's a still running prophecy.
Right. Where's the new day begin?
In the evening.
Okay.
Exactly. So this is that thing. So, let's go into Ephesians.
We're done with that story, babe?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's a powerful story.
Say what?
That was a powerful story.
About what?
The child.
What child?
The child that he hit his head on the rock.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
no, no.
And Gehazi, no. He put his staff on the child's face, but the child didn't wake up. He had to take Elisha to come and lay it upon his bed. And he prayed. Yeah, that's a great story, babe. Let's see. 21. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called it to her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon, look at that, new moon, nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, it is well with thee. Oh, is it well with thee? That's a question. Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child, with the child? And she answered, it is well. And 27, and when she came to the man of God to the heel, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord had hid it from me and had not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, and saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. You see, he had to shut the door because they didn't have no faith. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come into him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet, and bowed herself to the ground, and took up her son and went out.
Stop.
So, wow.
Adam had the power to resurrect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the resurrection started in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So if it's in the Old Testament, where did Elijah or Elisha get that gift from?
Mm-hmm.
So Adam had the power to lay hands on the dead to raise.
Amen.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for reason of time, we're just going to leave it right there. Because we can go on with the disciple raising the dead and Jesus raising the dead and so forth. We just go on and on and on with the with this thing, you know, that Adam blessed us with.
Yes, he did. Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Let me see if I can find that scripture. I will leave it at this. And
which verse, Ben?
I'm trying to find this piece on Abraham. Yeah, I'm trying to find this piece on Abraham when he was blessing Isaac. Yeah. It's here. Maybe it's in 25.
Amen.
Let me see. It's got to be in 25. Right, 25 and, wow, it's right there. Okay, 25 and 5.
Where am I going there?
Genesis 25 and 5.
Okay, Genesis chapter 25 and verse 5 reads, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac.
Stop. Abraham represents God. Abraham represents the Father right here. And he gave all that he had unto his firstborn, which is Isaac, which would be Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. So Isaac inherit all things, right?
Okay.
Through the Father,
Amen.
Which is Abraham,
Amen.
Which is the same thing with Christ Jesus. Continue.
But unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward into the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham.
See that? So he gave all his other children what?
Gifts.
See that? So this is Adam.
Okay.
Giving, you know, his firstborn his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave all the other children what? Gifts. Through him.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Amen.
This would be Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And through Adam, we all got gifts.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
But all things belong to Adam.
Amen.
All things belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he inherited all things.
Amen.
But through him, he daily loads us with what?
Benefits.
Exactly.
Amen.
Or spiritual gifts.
That's right.
All
I
right?
Believe it, though.
So with that being said, yes. I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And if there's any questions or comments, please feel free to ask.
Amen. Amen.
And that was a good message, brother. That was a good lesson.
Amen.
So, brother.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, this is Joshua from Chicago. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed this lesson. This is the first time I've ever heard this lesson like that before in my life. Adam, the first Jesus, I never heard that Adam had even spiritual gifts like that, period, you know, and that really made sense to me. With that, I yield the mic.
Hey, thank you, bro. It's always good to hear from you, man. Always good to hear from you. And, praise be the Lord, man. The Father is merciful that he's opening up our understanding. So all praises, man. All praises. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen.
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 Any more questions or?
Their mics are open, babe.
Or comments?
Nope, their mics are open. I guess they don't have anything. Don't forget tonight, Brother Paul is teaching back.
Yes, ma'am. And the title of his lesson?
It's going to be a part two series, but today is the mirror. A look into the mirror.
All right. So that's tomorrow. That's tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. You want to be back here at the Sounds of Living Water. Fellowship of the Spirit with Paul Mussolini. And the title of this precept is called Mirror or The Mirror.
It's a two-part series. So tonight it's The Mirror, A Look in the Mirror.
It's The Mirror, A Look in the Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And then next week, Lord willing, it's going to be Reflections in the Mirror, but tonight it's The Mirror, A Look in the Mirror.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. All right, with that being said, hey, we want to thank everybody for their time. You need to be back. We need to be back here for that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone here at the Sounds of Living Waters. And at the Sounds of Living Waters, we ask everybody to do what?
To read your Bibles. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, grace and peace, everyone. Time appointed. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.